help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Coming up next, we will be speaking with Carolyn Hainali, the founder of Caregivers Army. She is one of the very best advocates we have for research for Alzheimer's disease, and she has a website with a petition that all you need to do is go to and sign on www.caregiversarmy.org. She's up to 73,000 signatures now. She needs a million, so help us out. Please sign it for her. She's trying to get to Congress as quickly as possible to make a difference. So please call your friends to listen into the program, and this is going to be a very enlightening segment that we're going to have for you.
InvestWare products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. InvestWare's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the InvestWare website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material, they can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. InvestWare.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
We're back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. We've got on the line with us now Carolyn Hainali, and she is one of the very best advocates that we have for finding a cure for Alzheimer's disease. She has a great website that has a petition that you have to go log on and sign for us, please. It's www.caregiversarmy.org. The Army's mission is to help caregivers who are stressed, hurting, and who may just not have anywhere to turn. So hi, Carolyn, tell us, how did this noble mission of yours get started?
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Oh, I was listening to your program. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Listen, my husband Chuck has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And as you know, going through this as a caregiver, I was kind of put in isolation. I landed on the website on the Alzheimer's organization, and someone picked me up. And from that, a support group grew up, and the Caregivers Army grew out of that, in support for all caregivers, no matter what illness they take care of. And the Caregivers Army is fighting for more research. We went to Congress to give out more money for more research. So I'm out here collecting petitions and signatures from everybody all over the world. I have a music room called Pretty Thunder's Jukebox, and I have people that help me to get the signatures so I can go back to Congress. Now, I did go in the year September 21st, year 2000, and took over 20,000 signatures. But that's just a drop in the bucket.
Yes.
You know, you have to get a lot of concerned citizens and show them a lot of signatures that these people out there are concerned about this terrible disease that's affecting so many people in their 40s. And it's no respecter of persons. It's the most devastating disease I have ever had to go through. And I have been through many illnesses with Chuck, through his heart attacks, 4 heart attacks, cancer, 2 brain surgeries, and now this.
Oh, my gosh, Carolyn.
And it's just devastating. And I tell people in my room and in the support group that I need their help so that we can stamp out Alzheimer's, because it is affecting so many people. But it affects the family. I mean, it affects not only my life as being the caregiver, but the children. The children, a lot of them can't handle it. When I go out to speak, I have people come up to me and say, look, my daughter isn't here for me. My son isn't here for me. All these different stories of people's lives, because the kids can't handle it. Friends fall away. I know all that because it has happened to me.
Did to me, too.
Yes. I have a son even yet has not talked to me.
Oh.
He has not seen his dad, and his dad is in his last stage. You call it stage 3. I call it stage 4, but it's at a stage where they don't eat, they lose the weight, and there's nowhere else to go.
Oh, Carolyn.
He doesn't walk. He doesn't. He's like a baby.
Well, we are blessed to have you. The Alzheimer's, you know, world that's out there trying to make a difference. All of us advocates, everybody listening, we are blessed to have Carolyn fighting for this cause. And, you know, how else do you go out to get these names? Where do you collect them?
I have gone everywhere. When I first started, I went to Walmart. Everybody I run across is the gas station, my doctors, anywhere that I go. I leave petitions there at the dentist. I have people on the internet in my room. They take it to their places of work, and then it comes in. I have signatures from all over the world.
And everybody needs to know that they don't have to sign. They can do it on the website,
yeah.
On caregiversarmy.org. And I've had a link to your site for about a year on my own website, on elderrage.com, under my valuable resources.
Yes,
I've had
that.
It on there.
Thank
so that people
you.
Will know to go and sign in. And I tell everybody, sign this petition. We need
right.
help.
Send out these www.caregiversarmy.org out to your email friends. Get your family, your neighbors, your relatives, everybody.
Yeah, how much work can it take? It doesn't take that much work, and let's help get these signatures, because that's what they're gonna listen to that.
Right. The work's all done. I mean, it's already in place. It's in motion. All I need is the signatures to go back up there. They know I'm out here. They know I have over 74,000 right now.
Good for you.
And I'm still collecting. And they'll bring me back up there.
Now, tell us more about this Alzheimer's Task Force that you went to in Washington in September of 2000.
Yes, Congressman Markey. He's the head of the Alzheimer's Task Force. They had a briefing. I've got to go there and speak before them and present the signatures to him. Also, we wanted Medicare to help us with prescription drugs, because a lot of people don't have prescription drug insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as you know, this is on the docket. It's not finalized yet, but they're trying to get it signed so that people that have Medicare, that they can get these prescription drugs. That was one of the things. More support for the caregivers out here. If we'd like to keep our mates at home, or our spouse or a mother, then we can have help at keeping them at home instead of placing them in a home.
Yes.
Right now, I would give anything if I could have the finances to keep my husband at home with the proper help, but I don't.
Well, that's one of my biggest missions, too, right next to you, Carolyn.
Well, there you go.
Why? I mean, we burned through my parents' life savings, like, boom. And, you know, I applied for the Medicaid program, and I was astonished that the government wasn't going to help me to keep them at home. They would pay $5,000 more a month apiece, at least, or more, to put them in a nursing home.
Yes.
But they wouldn't help me keep them at home. I said, well, my parents aren't going to go there yet. They're not that far. I need help at home right now. Couldn't get much help. So it was like, wow. And, you know, I tell people this, and they look at me and they go, well, you know, my parents have great medical insurance. Isn't that going to cover?
I'm like,
let me tell you what you're in for.
No. My husband has General Motors insurance, and it does not cover long-term care. Right now, I'm battling. He needs a certain type of wheelchair, the high back, the kind of lays back, all that. Medicare won't pay for it.
Mm.
So whatever Medicare don't pay, General Motors won't pay.
Mm.
And the VA won't pay, because he's in a veteran's home.
Mm.
And once they give so much money, I guess, to the home, the veterans kind of write it off. I'm really angry at that part.
Yes.
I wish I knew what I could do, because these men, my husband, he fought in the war so that I could be free.
That's right.
And they should have the best care that the government could give them.
Absolutely.
That the soldiers do not get.
Oh.
Best care.
I want to, we don't have too much time. I want you to make sure you tell us about the poem that you recited at the Alzheimer's Task Force.
Would you like me to say it?
How long will it take you? Just a minute?
Not too long.
Go
Alzheimer's
ahead.
Patient's Prayer.
Okay.
Pray for me. I was once like you. Be kind and loving to me. That's how I would have treated you. Remember, I was once somebody's parent or spouse. I had a life and a dream for the future. Speak to me. I can hear you, even if I don't understand what you're saying. Speak to me of things in my past of which I still relate. Be considerate of me. My days are such a struggle. Think of my feelings because I still have them and can feel pain. Treat me with respect because I would have treated you that way. Think of how I was before I got Alzheimer's. I was full of life. I had a life. Laughed and loved you. Think how I am now. My disease distorts my thinking, my feelings, and my ability to respond. But I still love you, even if I can't tell you. Think about my future, because I used to. Remember, I was full of hope for the future, just like you are now. Think of how it would be to have things locked in your mind and can't let them out. I need you to understand and not blame me, but blame Alzheimer's. I still need the compassion and the touching, and most of all, I still need you to love me. Keep me in your prayers because I am between life and death. The love you give will be a blessing from God, and both of us will live forever. How you live and what you do today will always be remembered in the heart of an Alzheimer's patient.
Oh, that's lovely.
And I want you to know my husband does not know me, but he does know me in his heart.
How
I see it in his eyes.
How do you cope?
It's hard. Very hard.
What do you do?
I cry a lot.
Yeah.
I've cried many, many tears.
I cried rivers, too.
I call them love tears.
Yeah. And then you gather strength. And, you know, I always tell everybody support groups and make sure you take your walks and make sure you take care of yourself. Is there any other tips that you've found for the years of caregiving that you've done that help you cope?
I think what helped me cope is the Lord's given me poetry. And I've learned to write my feelings.
Journaling.
I felt, and they take me on this journey that I'm going through.
Yes, you know, I wrote a whole book to journal after what I went through. I just was compelled. I felt like I've got to get this out of me. So that's really good advice to tell people
right.
to journal.
And I never wrote anything before in my life, and I'm not a speaker, and I was never a poet. I never wrote articles, but I'm doing all that now.
See, when you're passionate about something,
yes.
when something hits you on such a personal level, I think it just shows in everything you do. I can't imagine doing anything else now than
right.
other than this. I'm so passionate about it.
I have a dream, Jacqueline.
Yes?
That there will be a cure someday for Alzheimer's.
You bet.
And people will see it, and they'll hear it on TV, and they'll see it in the newspapers. There will be a cure. Something to prevent it. What's happening
yes.
to our people in the future. And people say, you're crazy. What do you care about the future? You're going to die. But I care about people. I care about my grandkids and my great-grandkids. I care about other people.
Yes, and, you know, I had mentioned in the first segment, you heard the new statistic out of Stockholm this week at the big Alzheimer's conference there that, you know, by mid-century there'll be 16 million with
yes.
Alzheimer's.
Terrible. There goes our healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
Boy, if you can do anything about getting more health care and getting Medicare to do more for the Alzheimer's patients.
Do it. Yeah. Let me give out you're almost done.
Okay.
It's www.caregiversarmy.org. Everybody, please
yes.
help out and sign this
petition. Let your voice.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You too. Oh, I'm Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, inviting you to check out hundreds of valuable resources on elderrage.com. Now stay tuned for another enlightening hour of Coping with Caregiving. And remember to join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5. That's Pacific time. Tell your friends. And don't forget that you can listen online by Tuesday of every week when the show is archived on wsradio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and bopping and singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock
robin, let it blow, rock robin, let it blow, blow, blow.
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.